This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
In a way, you lose your job, you don't care what the wordplay is, right? Maybe it's a furlough, maybe it's a layoff, maybe it's whatever, but what your employer calls it matters both for your personal economy and for the economy at large. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
Jake Fever was working from home on Friday when he got the call.
It was pretty jarring. It's not like they had an office to call me into to give me the bad news. And after the phone call, I just kind of sat there like, did that really just happen?
His law firm in San Francisco put him on furlough. He'll have his salary and health insurance till the end of March. Then, who knows? The furlough doesn't have an end date.
It just feels like they don't really know what's going on. They don't really know how the future is going to be, and they're passing that uncertainty on to me.
A furlough is usually better than a layoff because it's temporary and often planned. For instance, some construction workers are put on furlough during winter. Jesse Rothstein directs the Institute for Research on Labor and Employment at UC Berkeley. He says right now, furlough, layoff, it's all kind of murky.
I think for most small and medium-sized businesses, they kind of are the same thing right now, because I don't think any business can be confident it's going to come back in the same form.
There are still pluses to being furloughed as opposed to being laid off. You don't have to show the state you're looking for work to collect unemployment benefits, because technically you still have a job. And Heidi Scherholz at the Economic Policy Institute says furloughs are good for employers, too. They won't have to spend so much time and money replacing workers later on.
When the threat of the coronavirus is over, we could just get the economy back online really quickly.
And she says there's a bigger takeaway here. Furloughs mean businesses are still somewhat optimistic about the economy. If we see the needle swing toward layoffs, it means business confidence is falling. But what about worker confidence?
I'm treating it as a layoff. I mean, I've been telling people in my life that it's a layoff.
Jake Fever, the lawyer in San Francisco, is job hunting. And if he's still, quote unquote, furloughed in 2 months, he'll move in with his parents in San Diego. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.